Next, we have self-glory, spirits, and the definition, to accept to oneself great honor, admiration, worship, adoration, etc. So, again, a familiar spirit to all of us, evil spirits that maybe as a child got planted when maybe we were given a lot of pats on the back, and not to say that we shouldn't do that with our children and give them encouragement, that's good, but it can grow to a self-glory spirit when we take all the pride and all the credit and everything to ourselves because we're just so cute or we're just so smart and we're just better than little Joe or Susie over there. There's a variety of ways and situations the spirit can be planted. And again, a lot of times it is used to cover up a lot of the inferiorities that we have and inadequate feelings that we have about ourselves. So the phase of the spirit that we can use to help us, humility, again, to take the puff out of the pride, the exalted feeling, again, to realize that we do need God and we need other people, that we can't do it alone. So who are we to take all this credit to ourselves as though we could do it alone? Honesty, to help us face the reality of the situation, and also God's honesty to be able to help us have a feeling of really wanting to be right with God. And that's something that a self-glory spirit does not want us to feel, and it does not feel right. We do not feel right with God when we're taking glory to ourselves. It doesn't matter whether it's really working this big or whether the spirit's working this much in our mind, very subtly, we know the yucky feeling that it has attached with it. It's not pure. It's not clean. It's not a clean feeling. It's just not good. And honesty can help us see the reality of what's really working in our head and want to get right with God, increase that feeling. Love, to have the right motive. If we love God, we're not going to be taking something that belongs to Him. That would be stealing. And we're not going to be taking credit for something that maybe belongs to somebody else. It would be stealing. So love is more of what we need to give rather than to take to self. Worship, which is also on the giving side, to give our adoration, our attention to God, to want to give to Him rather than take everything to ourself. And also regarding other people, to give more to them, to let them be more the center of attention rather than us focusing or the Spirit wanting to focus on us and us be the spotlight, in the spotlight. The scriptures, Isaiah 42:8,
I am the Lord, that is my name, and my glory will I not give to another, neither my praise to graven images.
So God is the Lord Jehovah, and He is the one that cannot and will not give His glory to anybody else, and that includes self. 1 Timothy 3:6,
not a novice, lest being lifted up with pride he fall into the condemnation of the devil.
So the condemnation of the devil was taking glory to self. It was pride. And God does not want that pride to be working in us. 1 Corinthians 4:7.
For who maketh thee to differ from another? And what hast thou that thou didst not receive? Now if thou didst receive it, why dost thou glory as if thou hadst not received it?
So some good questions to ask when a self-glory spirit wants to work. Just where did I get what I have anyway? Was I born with this? Did it come from God? And if it's from God, why would I want to take credit for it anyway? On the other side, if it's an evil spirit, why would I want to take credit or glory for that either? On either side, we have nothing to glory in or to be condemned about. 1 Corinthians 1:31.
He that glorieth, let him glory in the Lord.
The only thing we should be rejoicing and glorying in is God. Thank God. Give Him the credit. John 12:43.
For they love the praise of men more than the praise of God.
So we don't want to be like they of track 1 and 2 with an old man loving pats on the back from other people and rather than giving the praise and glory back to God. Proverbs 25:27.
It is not good to eat much honey. So for men to search their own glory is not glory.
So to eat much honey, he describes in this proverb, or one of them, that is going to cause you to vomit, to get sick. And honey's good, but don't overdo it. And it's the same with God's sweetness. It's good, but let's not get too puffed up about it. Let's not take it to ourselves and take too much in to self, because that would be seeking out our own glory, and that's not God's glory. Acts 12:23.
And immediately the angel of the Lord smote him, because he gave not God the glory, and he was eaten of worms and gave up the ghost.
Not a good example for taking self-glory. the outcome here was not good. When this man took the glory to himself, there was a situation where he died. And so too for us, though we may not fall over dead physically in our mind, we are falling over dead spiritually. And that's one of the quickest ways, as has been said, to get cut off from God is to take glory to ourselves. Because if we can't keep that circle of regeneration going back to God, then we've taken the scissors and cut it off and stopped it with us. And so he can't, the lifeline is taken away from us.